Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
It's called Hoghead Stew. What I represented to my family was, we don't have to be poor no more. We don't have to live on barely get along street no more. Because God had took this little boy right here out of poverty. He changed his way of thinking. He changed his way of talking. He changed his outlook on life to the point that I could buy things from my mama and daddy. To the point that I could buy things from my brothers and sisters. To the things that I could help my little brother start his construction business and get out of poverty and not have to be a framer for somebody else. All of those things that the Lord blessed me. You got to be a giver and a sower. It don't work. If you're going to hoard things up on yourself, you're not going to be blessed when it comes to financial things. You got to be willing to sow, and that don't mean you give away everything you got either. Because if you don't watch it, people will play on your emotions, and they'll try to take everything you got just because you're blessed. If you give everything you got away, you won't have nothing. How you know? I've been there too. Felt sorry for people because they was in the same shape I was in. But some people you cannot help. They'll just go through that same cycle, and they'll be spiritual con artists, and they'll play games on you and games on you and games on you and games on you, and they'll take everything you got. Well, they sit on their rear end and do nothing. And God does not expect you to give your money to somebody that's not going to do what they're supposed to do with it and benefit. But anyway, my brother, let me close with this. I don't know how you get me on all these things anyway, but it helps us and lets us know what God can do for us. There's hope for everybody. But I remember that airplane. We flew it into Columbus, Georgia. And one of the linemen, you call them linemen, that comes out and fuels your airplane and helps tie it down on the tarmac or the ramp. And you can't come into the airport. Even back then, the airport was secured and controlled at Columbus because they had commercial airliners go in. And the lineman come out and said, hey, there's a fella in here that says he's your brother. And he wants to come out here on the ramp. And because you had to have permission to come. I said, for real? He said, yes. I said, who is it then? Because, you know, it could be brother in the Lord, you know. He said his name was Ray. I said, yeah, that's my oldest brother. And I was grinning from ear to ear because he lived in Atlanta. I'm 100 miles or more south of him, you know. And he knew about me getting this airplane and flying it in, what time I'd be there. And I said, well, tell him to open the gate and let him in. So, you know, he come walking down across there. And I remember when he walked up that airplane, the lineman had already left. I was kind of setting up on the wing, kind of getting some stuff out of the airplane, some charts and things that I needed to get out. And when I turned around and looked, there stood my oldest brother, who had always been a tower of strength in our family, supporting our daddy, supporting me, helped me many times. He was standing there sobbing uncontrollably. And my oldest brother didn't do that. He was hard, kind of, you know, tough. Men didn't cry, you know. But he was sobbing. Tears just running down his cheek. He reached and grabbed his handkerchief, and he'd wipe his face. And I said, what is it, Ray? What is it? And he's not one to hug much, but I just stepped off the wing, and I hugged him, you know, and he really broke down then. And I said, what is it, Ray? Because I didn't know if something happened at home, his child, he had two children. You know, I couldn't understand what was so emotionally affecting him. He said, Randy? He said, did you pay cash for this airplane? I said, yes, Ray. He said, you wouldn't lie to me, would you? He said, you ain't back in your old days, are you? Because he knew I used to make money the other way, you know? I said, no, Ray. He said, how'd you do this? I said, I obeyed Mark 11:23. He said, God is real, and he's Randy. I said, yes, Ray. And I said, if he'll trust him, I said, he's doesn't necessarily mean you serve him for an airplane or nothing. I said, but God will give you the desires of your heart. He said, Randy, he said, I'm not going to be poor no more. He said, my children are not going to do without no more. He said, if God can do this for you, he'll do it for me. Do you know where my brother went from that place, talking that way? Because he had talked failure up to that time. Because he's seen it in action. All of my family Thank God that God was able to take this convict and turn him around. Came up. Every one are entrepreneurs today. Everybody here has probably seen this that my brother built, my oldest brother Ray. He became the director, eventually, of the original Great American chocolate chip cookie store. The original one, where they make the cookies in the mall and they put the faces on them and all those kind of things. That was the original store. My brother built those stores. He was standing on a ramp crying because he was poor. But he said, I'm not going to be poor no more. And there was a determination. And there has to be a determination in you. And remember, we're only talking about one aspect of the gospel. It works in every area of life. But he decided I was going somewhere. I don't have to live under this mentality that I can't have anything. And he went after it. And today, he is multi-millionaire. I'm standing on that ramp, sobbing, because he made a decision. He helps a lot of people. He's very generous. He gives. He owns airplanes and pays cash for them. He does that. But it all started because he actually started obeying Mark 11:23. Jesus said, what you believe in your heart and say with your mouth will come to pass in your life. I encourage you, do a checkup, as someone would say, from the neck up. Begin to evaluate what you've been thinking about. Begin to evaluate the words that you've been allowing to come out of your mouth. If you've been talking defeat and failure and poverty and lack, just make an adjustment in your vocabulary. You don't even have to be educated to do that. You can know what's good and what's bad. I never graduated from high school. I'm not proud of that. My son is in college. In fact, he was in his first college class yesterday. So I believe in school. And we're sending him through school. I think his college education right now and the degree that he's looking to get, of course, he's doing it for God, is going to cost about $50,000. And where's that money going to come from? I'm going to come borrow your paycheck. I'm joking. But, you know, that's what they say. But I'm here to tell you, there's hope for us. And there's hope for you. But I never graduated from high school. I've been to the school of the Lord, and I'm still attending that. I don't know it all. I certainly don't. And I certainly have not arrived. Just because I've had a measure of success does not mean that I've reached all the success that God has for me. My greatest dream and desire is to see literally thousands and millions of people be born again and come into the kingdom of God. That's my greatest goal, my greatest desire. All these little peripheral things that's been the stepping stones of my life is all just been to get me ready to believe Him for the millions of souls to come into the kingdom of God. So that our ministry could grow to the point financially that we could reach out and help people and preach the gospel to them. So I'd encourage you today, there's hope for you. And I can just look at you, you know, and just see that there's been a change in you this morning because the Spirit of God began to deal with you. The Spirit of God began to talk to you. And while I was speaking, an anointing like a blanket, a spiritual blanket just came upon you. And it's kind of weighty. You can sense it right now. That's the anointing of God telling you. And in your spirit, you say, my God, I can do that. I'm going to do this. Let me at him. What is that? That's the Spirit of God inside of you telling you that you can accomplish what His Word says you can do. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe this about you. You're the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. And it don't matter where your station is in life right now, you do not have to stay there. And because you know what I know, and I've got some series out there that'll help you get there real quick, but you can go a lot faster than it took me. Because you won't have to take all this time to learn what I've learned because I've shared it with you. I better just shut up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. And we thank you for speaking to us today. And we thank you for changing our lives today. And we give you the glory and honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank you for putting up with me. I'm going to turn it to Pastor Greer.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.